USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Naomi Judd died by suicide following a longtime struggle with mental health. The country legend took her own life Saturday, multiple sources confirmed to People magazine. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, according to initial draft majority opinion written inside the court and obtained illegally by Politico. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, end quote, the court writes in an effort to protect life in the womb. A body inside a deteriorated barrel was found over the weekend on the newly exposed bottom of Nevada's Lake Mead, about 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer reported items found in the barrel indicate it's been there since the 1980s. We are USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year to date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
An Australian man, 51-year-old Scott White, was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison Tuesday for the 1988 murder of American Scott Johnson. White pled guilty to pushing Johnson off a cliff in Sydney, Australia because he was gay. Bitcoin and the Texas city of Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, Texas becomes the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin. Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker joining Fox Business to talk about why Fort Worth is making the move.
I think the number one goal for the city of Fort Worth is to make sure we're known as synonymous with tech and innovation, understand what the future of cryptocurrency is. This conversation is happening with major organizations across the world, and Fort Worth wanted to be a part of the conversation, and we really gained that in the last week.
She says the three machines that do the mining were donated by the Texas Blockchain Council and will be running 24/7 for the next 6 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The man responsible for border security, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, has been failing at his job. Republican lawmakers claim he can't handle the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border and needs to be impeached.
I had the opportunity to visit the border twice within the last 2 weeks. Went to El Paso and then returned to Eagle Pass. And when I was there, along with other Republican members, every person that we spoke to, without exception, said two things. One, that the border is the worst that they have seen it in their lifetime. And two, that they feel that this administration has abandoned it. And so for Secretary Mayorkas to tell Congress, to tell the American public that the border is closed and that the border is secure, he is being dishonest with us. And I think that we need to continue to call him out. You throw in the number of gotaways, those individuals that we know because of electronic surveillance that crossed the border that were not apprehended. That number then rises to over a quarter of a million people in March alone. And so this individual, Secretary Mayorkas, is not being truthful, and we cannot allow him to continue to lie to the American public.
Republican Representative Michael Guest on Newsmax Monday claims Mayorkas is lying about securing the border as he's seen it firsthand. Mr. Mayorkas replies on CNN.
I am incredibly proud to work with 250,000 dedicated and talented personnel, and I look forward to continuing to do so. I am focused on mission and supporting our incredible workforce.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.